Achieving excellent dental and facial aesthetics has become an increasingly important goal, not only amongst orthodontists, but lay people as well. What are the characteristics of an aesthetic smile? And more importantly, how much can these characteristics vary before they become noticeable by an orthodontist or a general dentist or a layperson? Also, if deviations from the ideal are asymmetric, are they more noticeable than if they are symmetric? A study titled Perceptions of Dental Professionals and Laypersons to Altered Dental Aesthetics, Asymmetric and Symmetric Situations by Vince Kokutz Jr., Vince Kokutz Sr., and Osman Kiak, which appeared in the August 2006 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, addressed this question. A previous study compared the perceptions of dentists and laypeople to altered dental aesthetics. However, in that study, the alterations were symmetric. The purpose of this current study was to determine whether asymmetric and symmetric anterior dental discrepancies are detectable by various groups of evaluators. To do this, the authors used digitally altered smile photographs that were randomly evaluated by orthodontists, general dentists, and laypersons. 7 different aspects of an ideal smile were gradually altered in 1/2 or 1 millimeter increments. The bottom line of this study is that asymmetric alterations make teeth more unattractive, not only to dental professionals, but also to laypersons. This article contains excellent photographs of the alterations that were used and detailed statistical information related to the perceptions of the 3 different groups. What I'm going to do is to review what I thought were some of the more interesting findings, with the understanding that you can review the entire article to obtain more in-depth results. I was somewhat surprised that a maxillary lateral incisor had to be 3 millimeters narrower than ideal before it was rated significantly less attractive by orthodontists and 4 millimeters narrower by laypersons. Deviations in length had to be 2 millimeters or more to be identified as unattractive by lay people. I would have guessed that smaller alterations in crown width and length would have been noticed. The important finding of this study, however, is that if the discrepancies are asymmetric, they are definitely more noticeable. Also, when crown width and length were altered proportionately, they were less noticeable. Obviously, maintaining the proper proportion of crown width to length is important to achieving good aesthetics. The maxillary midline diastema had to be 2 millimeters or more before being evaluated as unattractive by general dentists and lay people. Again, I thought a smaller diastema probably would have been noticed. The amount of maxillary gingival display is critical when evaluating aesthetic smiles. Based on the data from this and the previous study, at least 1 or 2 millimeters of gingival display during smile is not generally regarded as unaesthetic. The authors note that this is an important point because it is probably better for the patient to show some gingival display during smiling than none at all, with the understanding that with aging, less of the maxillary anterior teeth show, and with loss of tonicity and facial muscles, the lip will move less. This and the previous study reported by the authors provide some excellent guidelines for making treatment decisions related to establishing an aesthetic smile. I believe the important take-home point from this study is that if deviations from ideal are symmetric, they are less likely to be considered unattractive, especially by lay people. You can find this study in the August 2006 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.